He wanted to have a girl who would be even greater than, you know,
Parvati.
Yes. So he performed great austerities. And as a result of that, he got two daughters. And at that time, Putana was killing all the children. So Putana, right after the birth of his daughters, just stole the daughters and flying through the sky. And at that time, the priests of this king, Vinda, he started to chant the mantra that would kill the demoness, Putana. And being afraid of that, Putana dropped the babies and ran away, flew away. Those two girls actually fell on the lotuses in the river. Mm-hmm. And that is how they went floating. King Vrishabhanu got Radhika and Chandrabhanu got Chandramati. Mm-hmm. I started with that. Mm. And then I went into Krishna's path. You know, what is so special about Krishna? Radharani's identity will be recognized provided we can understand Krishna's identity. Who is Krishna? Krishna is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I discussed about the difference about Vaikuntha and Vrindavan. And Vrindavan, in Vaikuntha, Krishna is God. But in Vrindavan, Krishna is not God. The residents of Vrindavan don't recall that he is, it's not important to them. It's a kind of forgetfulness. But this forgetfulness is forgetfulness out of love. And in this way, you know, like I pointed out that Krishna comes once in a day of Brahma. And after performing his pastimes, Krishna considers that now I have revealed my pastimes, but how will anybody ever enter into my pastimes in Vrindavan? And I explain Vaidhi Bhakti leading to Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha, you get into your sarup, so there is no possibility of changing your sarup. So therefore, when you go to Vaikuntha, you get stuck there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you're in your sarup.
Right.
Therefore, Krishna considered that, because everybody will perform Vaidhi Bhakti and end up in Vaikuntha. Yes. How will anybody ever enter into Vrindavan?
Yes.
And that's why he decided to come as a devotee. And when Krishna, when he is served in Vaidhi Bhakti,
yes,
you know, one goes to Vaikuntha.
Right.
But when this devotee Krishna is served in Vaidhi Bhakti, he enters into Vrindavan.
Yeah.
And then, anyway, this was just, I presented these four concepts. And anyway, I mean, they were...
Thank you. The sarup is only for Vaikuntha. Get into the sarup for Vrindavan.
Vrindavan sarup is
also there.
But only one sarup you have.
Yeah, one sarup, but Vrindavan also there.
You see, what happens is, you go to Vaikuntha, you get your sarup.
Yes.
Your sarup means your eternal
life. Yes.
So how?
So then that's the maximum we can go to. That's why I asked you on the beach, Guru.
That's where you get stuck.
Yes, Guru. Mm-hmm. Yes, Guru.
So that's why from Vaikuntha you cannot go to Vrindavan.
Yes,
so the way to go to Vrindavan is through Chaitanya.
Once you was explaining this, also Guru, you're saying like how, like all the devotees were linked up in ISKCON, are basically in Madhurya Ras.
Yes, right.
So their sarup is
in
Vrindavan already. That's why you are in ISKCON. If your eternal identity was not there, you would not be connected to ISKCON. Right?
Well,
in the perfect society, vast majority.
That being in ISKCON, you won't settle for anything less
than Vrindavan.
Even if you go to Vaikuntha,
yeah,
you won't be happy there. Like Gop Kumar.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
He went to Vaikuntha, but he was not satisfied.
Yeah.
So Narada Muni therefore told him,
yes,
to come to Earth planet, perform Sankirtan in Vrindavan. That's how it goes.
I feel more special to understand this way. You know, I didn't have the sarup. Now I qualify for that sarup through Guru Maharaj, Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
Yeah, I like to believe.